steady rain develops, especially late tonight and through the overnight hours, low 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, a cold rain with a high of 49, low Saturday night, 44. On Sunday, rain is likely at times, high temperature around 50. Then on Monday, a cold winter's day with a high of only 44, breezy, chance of a shower left over. Stay on top of this weather system with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and get it on your phone or tablet today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Catholic Church officials have now released the names of priests and other officials who had credible accusations of sexual misconduct with minors made against them. There are a number of names associated with local Catholic churches. To see the full list, visit our website, alabamanews.net. Autauga County authorities are looking for the person who broke into the Autaugaville school. They say the suspect used a BB gun to shoot out an office window and then stole school property. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And students at Virginia College are still looking for answers after the school suddenly announced its closing Wednesday. Many students say they're getting conflicting information about the next steps, and they don't know what's happening to the tuition they've already paid. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here, wishing you a Merry Christmas from Capital City Ace Hardware. This time of year is perfect for gathering and grilling. For a limited time, we have an incredible bundle sale on our large and extra large Big Green Eggs, with over $300 savings on either size. Now is the time to buy a Big Green Egg as a gift or keep it for yourself. This package deal is too good to miss out on. So come and see us over at Capital City Ace Hardware at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, fun, fun.
Jack, I have so much news, I don't know what to do.
Are you about to faint?
It's too much news.
Does any of it involve Podesta?
think about fun. You know, I don't think so.
I heard him mention the other day about to be indicted.
Tony Podesta.
Yes. Yeah. John Podesta's brother.
I saw that. Well, not about to be indicted. They are investigating that out of the U.S. Attorney's Office, not the Special Counsel's Office. Welcome in to News and Views, boys and girls. Welcome in. Jack Campbell is back.
How you doing?
Carolyn is in. If you want to hear a voice more lovely than mine, answer the phones, and you don't like the way I normally do it, today is the day for you to call. Also, Jack Campbell. Also,
yes, sir.
It being Friday. Fridays are special.
Frivolous Friday.
The rules on Friday, the normal rules Monday through Thursday, you got to be on topic. You got to be concise, clear, cogent.
I love that
complimentary
word.
Even at cogent. Times, perhaps. Cogent's a great word. You don't have to be cogent today. Today is the day to not be cogent. Today is Friday. And the rules on Friday, Jack Campbell.
There ain't nair.
Normally, we don't take calls during the first segment or two. We try to get the news out the way we want to get it out. We try to make sure everybody's entertained, informed. That's going to happen anyway. But on Friday, things are a little different around here. You don't have to be quite as on topic. You don't have to... Well, we'll take a lot more calls on a Friday than we normally do. Let's just say that. We'll give you a lot more leeway on a Friday than we normally do. I have so much news. I've got cabinet appointments that are going to be made. I think by now most people know the new UN ambassador, who that's going to be. I think I have an idea who the next the next attorney general is going to be.
Well, it's all over the news.
Who?
Barr.
Oh, Bill Barr?
Yes.
I didn't know that was already all over the news.
I woke up at 5 o'clock this
I felt
morning.
Like I had a little insight
not,
there.
Not a bit.
Huh. Oh, yeah, there it is right there on Fox News. I should turn on the news in the morning.
That woman, though, is a...
Heather Nauert?
Former Fox anchor.
Yeah, she's just a journalist. You know, I used to make fun of Chrystia Freeland, out of Canada, because her claim to fame was that she was, at one time, a moderately attractive journalist. That seems to have gone by the wayside. But she's the foreign minister of Canada.
Yeah.
And now... Okay. Now... Sounds like we're going to have our own journalist be basically the equivalent. All right, let's do this. We take some phone calls early. I mean, we've got to get through this news. Apparently, all the news I have is not necessarily news. Some of it's olds. But we'll get to it one way or the other.
And Mueller going to do some more stuff today? Mueller, whatever the hell his name is.
Maybe. Why?
Release a little more information.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did yesterday. He did Tuesday in accordance with the timeline on Flynn, but it was way late in the evening, so we don't know whether he's going to do it during the day or not. Master Thespian.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to touch base with you guys about the Virginia College situation.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's pretty massive. It's not just Virginia College. It's the Education Corporation of America out of Birmingham, who has a number of different schools under their wing. There's Brightwood College. There's the culinary school. They've got a golf school. They've got a number of different schools. All of them shut down. It all ties into their accreditation. They lost their accreditation. They were like $50 million in the hole in terms of debt. There's stories from USA Today, NBC is carrying it, CNBC. I'm sure the Washington Post will carry it, but this is going to have something that's going to have ramifications for years. Because the big issue is that so many students already had gotten student loans for next semester, and those funds have been dispersed, and now they have nothing. They don't have any classes. Their classes aren't going to transfer because their schools aren't accredited anymore. It's going to be a huge mess.
On the student loan front, why can't the students just give the money back?
You
know what I mean?
The problem is the money is already tied up in the institution.
Oh, I see. The money doesn't get dispersed to the student. It gets dispersed to the institution.
Exactly. And that's why the students are all freaking out going, wait a minute, here, I'm going to have to pay back all this money. Probably not, because in cases where an institution fails like that, the loan gets discharged, forgiven, whatever. It's all on the institution's shelters. But
so they put it on the institution's books and let them bankrupt it out or whatever?
Yeah, pretty much. I was an adjunct teacher there from 2009 until about March of this year. So it's been an interesting ride. I saw it when times were good, and I'm not really surprised this happened, but I saw the handwriting on the wall. We've had a lot of issues in the last few years.
What were the issues the last few years? Just enrollment?
Well, yeah, enrollment. Well, one of the issues that happened when Virginia College first came in, it was something new. Everybody jumped on board, and there were jobs out there. So people were not only getting the schooling, getting their certifications, they were then getting jobs. Well, that lasted for about 4 years. And then about 5 years ago, the jobs started drying up.
Why is that?
Many jobs. I'm sorry?
Why is that? Just because they were filled?
Yeah, saturation. You had enough people to fill the jobs, and all of a sudden there weren't jobs.
Right.
But that started becoming an issue. About two years ago? It was during the Obama administration that the ACICS got shut down, which was their accrediting agency. And they started scrambling, trying to find somebody else to accredit them. They did find another agency. And then you started having other career colleges failing, like Kaplan and some other schools, and Education Corporation of America said, hey, we'll buy you. So they started buying all these schools and going into debt.
I got you.
That was another factor involved in this. Last year, they changed from being a traditional sort of, we're going to have classes like everybody does at other schools, to doing a module program, where you would come all day, every single day, you take all of your classes in 6 weeks, and that sort of changed things up. For traditional adjunct professors like me, who would come in, teach a class here and there for some extra money, that was no longer something we could do. We couldn't dedicate time to the module. So you just had a decline in students, you had a decline in personnel, and I guess it was 2 months ago that they said they were going to shut down the Virginia College campus on April 1st, 2020. And they were not going to take any more students, and it just happened on Wednesday. So.
Yeah, I saw it in the news, and it seems shocking. It seems short, and I see that Senator Doug Jones is getting involved. Others are trying to ask for some. But, if you don't have any money, you don't have any money. And that's that's the problem. I mean, a lot of the things they're wanting.
The creditors were willing to loan the money as long as they had accreditation. But once that accreditation fell through, that's essentially what happened. ACICS got back in business again under the Trump administration, and PCA just was not able to meet the standard. There's some Department of Education standards, too, they weren't meeting. It was kind of a bad thing.
Well, Master Thespian, I appreciate you calling and updating us. I've been kind of...
Yeah, well, pray for these folks. There's a lot of people lost their jobs on Wednesday, and a lot of students are in turmoil that need some resolution.
Yeah, so. I agree. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
All right, you take care, man.
Certainly. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I had all this news that I pulled up for yesterday, and then we didn't end up covering any of it because we had Shannon Ferrari in, including the Tony Podesta story, Jack, including this new FBI email chain that's been requested by the members of the House. I'm not going to cover the nonstick frying pan. I already covered.
Why not?
I covered that yesterday.
What about it?
You didn't hear this?
No, uh-uh.
I'll do it quickly and early.
Don't chastise me.
No, I just... It can be a sensitive subject for some men for whom it's too late.
Okay.
Your use of nonstick cookware could significantly impact your...
sexual performance?
No.
Really?
Sexual presence.
Okay.
Your size, Jack. Size matters, they say.
Yeah.
Nonstick frying pans negatively impact size.
What?
That's what it says.
You're not putting it in the skillet, are you?
No. No, I think you're eating what's coming out of the skillet. But it can have a...
shrinking effect?
Yeah.
Wow.
Upwards of... more than half an inch around the outside. Our number 272-9228.
Yeah, ask Big John about that.
No, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, switch to cast iron, boys. Switch to cast iron. You'll thank me later.
Yeah.
We'll be back 17 after.
I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payment by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtime. I don't want to be your...
All right, guys, welcome back in. What? Why would you look at me that way? Not like I'm chasing you around with a nonstick pan or something. I'm not trying to do you any harm, Campbell. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're both here.
How you doing?
It's Friday, so you can talk about whatever you want. I'll go through the news.
I asked you how you doing. You don't even answer.
I thought that was a rhetorical how you doing.
Well, I'd like to know.
I'm doing great, Jack. I'm doing great, Jack.
I'm glad, Baron. How you, Carolyn?
How are you, Durin? Am I getting better?
I'm much better. My voice is a lot better.
How durineth art thou?
Durin pretty damn good.
Our number 272-9228. We'll take some phone calls. 272-9228. Nate.
Hey, how's it going?
How you durin?
How you durin? Hey, you know, it's Friday, so there's no rules, right? Because they're...
Ain't nairn.
That's right. Hey, it makes so much sense now. Because every time I cook hot dogs in the skillet, they always end up looking like cocktail weenies.
Oh?
Wow.
I thought I was just overdoing them, but I guess it's, you know, the
Hey, Nate, I thought of you last night.
Did you know?
Totally unrelated to frying pans.
Hopefully not too late.
Tenderloin sandwiches?
Yes. I was wearing an Indiana sweatshirt last night at my daughter's volleyball game. She was the seventh seed. Her team was the seventh seed out of eight teams in the playoffs. Round one, they beat the two seed. Crowd was wild. But anyway, I'm wearing my Indiana sweatshirt. Guy walks up to me and says, "You from Indiana?" I said, "I am from Indiana." "What part?" I said, "Just outside Indianapolis." He said, "I'm from Indianapolis." So we get to chatting and talking. All of a sudden, the subject comes up of fried tenderloin sandwiches. Mm. And we start talking about them. And he referred to them as fritters, which reminds me of you, because you sometimes call them fritters.
I call them fritters.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought of you last night.
Hey, I'm going to be in town Saturday. You want to go find some fritters?
I have heard, where did I hear there was fritters in town? Someone texted me the other day and told me where there was one. I can't remember. But they're Culver's, the fast food chain Culver's has them. And there's a Culver's in Gulf Shores. And
yeah,
there's a Culver's,
I grew up on Culver's.
Yeah, there's a Culver's in Franklin, Tennessee, too. So
there's one in Augusta, Georgia as well.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought about that.
Next time you go to the Masters.
Yeah, someone told me where there was one around here, and I can't remember where they said it was. If that was you, text me and tell me.
All right, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, bye. Randall.
It must have been the worst one you ever had. You don't remember where it's at.
No, I didn't eat it. Someone told me about it.
Oh, well, I'd have to. You tell me about it. I'm going to go try it. I mean, I had the one in Indiana, so I won't be biased because I'm not from there. That is one thing I don't see how I ain't in Alabama anyway. How did we miss that? That's what I'd like to know. Now, I've had fried tenderloin sandwiches at some of the cookies I go to, but it's a pork chop laid between two slices of bread.
That's not the same.
That is not the same. No, it's not.
You got to beat it to death. It's in the seasoning. It's in the breading. It's in the way it's fried. It's got to be deep fried.
But it's not really pork tenderloin.
No, it's pork loin that's been tenderized.
Right, they're beaten with a hammer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I just don't say I missed it. But going back, Matt Stetson, you have raised so many questions on mine about this college and how high schools have been headed, the people they put in charge, the people they make sure stay in charge. Sound like there was a big hole in the money before the other people took over that couldn't be filled. I mean, that's all. I mean, that if you change the structure of school to push them kids, they're already like cows, and you're going to go to 6 weeks. And I know for a fact they give kids money, because if you're good enough with the paperwork and the right person shows you how to get it. If you're far enough away from a college and you live in poverty out here in the country, you're going to get money for a ride. I mean, and they give that stuff to them kids. And they don't no more finish school than man on the moon. And you know what I mean? And the money's gone. They ain't getting it. And them boys up in the country knew that before they got it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in my heart, I believe you can't approve that, but you know how some folks are. I mean, that's the way it is.
Jack, I have no, and I'm not knocking you, Randall.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what you're talking about. I can't keep up.
The college, it looked like it was being set up to do like the fail purposely. Like Trump has come in and it's changed things. They ain't giving out this money to anybody. They're checking
and
seeing.
That's why they're failing, yeah.
Well, no, that's not why. I mean, I'm saying they were set up to fail. You don't believe that? I mean, look how he said they pushed them through. They had that many kids lined up over a year period. They pushed them through in 6 weeks and flooded the market. I mean, I'm just asking, because they do give kids money. How was they expecting to, I don't know. There's so many questions came up, and you just voted off. I mean, it just seemed like it was, these schools been set up for these kids to pay. I'd like to know the color ratio in these Virginia Tech schools and all the other ones. I mean, I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to all those questions, but those are interesting questions you've raised. Thank you. I hadn't considered that possibility. All right, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I've got several stacks. Today is a Pearl Harbor Day. Did you know that, Jack? Jack didn't know it was Pearl Harbor Day. Listening to his phone.
I
didn't even know it was Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, I did.
Some kind of patriotic American he is.
77 years ago.
I said, Jack, it was Pearl Harbor Day. Psh, crickets. Got nothing. 77 years ago, is that what it was?
Yeah. 1941.
A date which will live in infamy?
Yes, it will. Got a whole generation. I mean, you think about it, anybody that fought in that war is at least 95 years old, 94, 95.
That's true.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because they'd had to be 18 when they fought in the war.
Yeah, like Bush. He was 94.
Yeah. How about that?
Unreal. It was just, those people were very special. You know, when Tom Brokaw wrote that book, The Greatest Generation, it's just, I mean, you think about the sacrifices that so many of them made.
It's so funny, because when my generation in particular, I'm not sure about yours, but they're basically three broad generations, from World War II generation and like the aftermath, and then the aftermath of the aftermath, I guess. Maybe four generations. But the third and fourth generation, when we think of World War II, we think of it almost exclusively Western Front European theater. I mean, almost exclusively. But that's not what got us into the war. You know,
it was the Pacific.
Yeah, we'd kind of navigated staying out of the war until the Pacific theater erupted and caught America in the crosshairs. Which I find interesting, because we don't think of it that way. We don't think Eastern Front a lot, even on the European continent. But we certainly almost never think of the Pacific. And that's a really fascinating thing. I wish I knew more about the Pacific theater of World War II. I just don't.
I wish I could have talked to my dad about it, because he was in law school at the University of Chicago in 1941. And he went and signed up for the Navy and completed 1 year of law school there, went off to the Navy for 4 years, and then finished his last 2 years in Tuscaloosa. But, and he was, my dad was a scholar. I mean, he got a scholarship. He was Phi Beta Kappa. I mean, he's really smart. And the apple did fall far from the tree. But just thinking about him doing that, and I never, he didn't have to go fight. Luckily, he taught gunnery. But he was about to go to the Pacific, and then the war ended. Luckily, he was in Long Beach with your dad, Carolyn. And it was just so weird. The people that quit what they were doing to go and, you know, join the armed forces.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, there were whole seasons of sporting events canceled. You know, yeah. You go back and you look through sports records, like, who won the World Series in 43? Oh, there wasn't one. Everybody was off fighting the war. You know, and what a different concept from the sterile, remote, distant types of wars we fight today. It was just a completely different concept. I mean, well, it truly was a world effort.
My grandmother lived in the Bronx, and, you know, you couldn't get butter. You couldn't get certain things because they were all being sent overseas to the troops. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The whole, I mean, it wasn't just the people that went off to fight or join the, I mean, everybody suffered the consequences.
Right.
It was just an.
Now we get tax cuts in the middle of wars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a totally different concept.
It's, wow.
Yeah.
And savings bond used to be called war bonds.
Yeah. You ever buy a war bond?
I've got some.
Do you? Still to this
Not
day?
Much.
You can cash them in, Jay. They've come mature.
Yeah.
You would think. I mean, there isn't like an 80-year war bond or anything, is there? Is there a 100-year war bond by chance that won't mature for the next 20-something years?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so. Who would buy that?
Yeah.
Be worth a fortune, I guess. I don't know. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. It's Friday. The rules on Friday, Jack Campbell?
There ain't nairn.
So your calls are welcome on any particular topic. I love this song.
Do you?
I really love this song.
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I like to eat them.
I do like to eat them. They're delicious.
Well, don't eat them in travel. Not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. In close quarters in particular.
I'm traveling today, you know.
Where are you traveling to?
Texas.
Huh. Talk about that during the break.
Yeah.
31 after. We'll be back.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels, lonely as I am.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's not the news you want to hear with a weekend on the way, but we have a big storm system on the way. For today, mostly cloudy. We're dry today, not as cool, high 57. Tonight, rain develops, especially late tonight, and continues through the overnight hours, low temperature 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, and I'm talking a cold rain, with a high temperature barely up to about 49, low Saturday night 44, and then on Sunday. Rain is likely on and off, high temperature around 50. Monday is a cold winter's day. High temperature only about 44, maybe a leftover shower as well. You're going to want to get our weather app on your phone or tablet before this storm system arrives. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to be very helpful. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Welcome back in. 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program brought to you in part by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Don't go there today expecting the tomato basil bisque. It's over. They sold out yesterday. We pushed it too hard during the program. I thought they might have some today, but nope. I had it, he said they may bring it back next week. I had it, what day was that, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Jack. Was it real gooey?
It was divine. I'm a soup guy. I love soup.
I do too.
I love soup. And this soup was so... Anyway, they don't have it, so I didn't quit talking about it. But they sold out of it yesterday. absolutely phenomenal. The ham, asparagus, gorgonzola cream sauce special this week, $9 paired with a salad at lunch. Of course, I think $12 or $13 at dinner. It's phenomenal. The experience is unbelievable. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Midtown Pizza Kitchen got a lot of great Friday dishes for you you who skip meat on Friday. They got vegetarian dishes and vegetable pizzas and shrimp dishes and more. So Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of Hour Number One, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you.
I got a shout out.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Joe and Pat Watkins.
What about them? The realtors?
Yeah, big listeners.
Oh, no kidding.
Carolyn's neighbor. Yeah. I saw him the other day at lunch, and he said he had. And yesterday, I saw Ann Reese, who I did not know was a listener. And she, you know, Pickett Reese. And Ann Vukovic, she was a Reese. I mean, Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
they're her children.
Oh, okay, how about that?
They're listeners.
Huh. I think Carol's my Facebook friend, if I'm not mistaken.
And they say, hi, you darn.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, kinda. I love running into people that come up and say they listen.
I do,
so
too.
So if you see me, come up and tell me. If you don't listen, then don't tell me. But I know you do. Because who does?
Everybody. And they wouldn't know you if they didn't listen.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, if we had business cards,
yeah,
I could hand them out.
Why would you need business cards? I've got that taken care of. My man Barry over in Oflake is going to hook us up.
We talked to him 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still not hooked up.
No, not hooked up. We'll get it, though. We'll get there.
Uh-huh.
You guys, from time to time, learn lessons on this program. One of the lessons you've learned is Fox News is not your friend. Some of you knew that instinctively. But some of you, that's a lesson you've had to learn the hard way here in recent times. And what I've told you is Fox News is not your friend, but they do hire your friends. They've got a couple of your friends on the air here and there, time to time. One of those that I always assumed was your friend was Tucker Carlson. Lo and behold, Tucker Carlson unloaded on Donald Trump and basically said, I don't think he's capable, and he's not getting the job done, and he's not fulfilling his campaign promises. He said this to a guy named Urs Geiriger, editor at Die Weltwoche, Switzerland's leading German language opinion weekly, noted that his new book, Ship of Fools, is silent on Trump but comments on his critics. So they asked him, they said during an interview for his book, they said, is Trump getting the job done? Is he keeping his promises? And all he said was no. So they pushed him a little bit. And he said, look, his chief promises were that he would build the wall, defund Planned Parenthood, and repeal Obamacare. And he hadn't done any of those things. He said that his goals were probably lost causes. Trump, he said, doesn't understand the system, and his own agencies don't support him. Here's a quote. He knows very little about the legislative process, hasn't learned anything, hasn't surrounded himself with people who can get it done, hasn't done all the things you need to do, so mostly it's his fault that he hasn't achieved those things. I'm just telling you guys.
I'm not sure I totally disagree with that. Because the first layer of people he put around him that he's now having to make substitutes on were not loyal to him. It's the old Guy Hunt syndrome. Guy Hunt ran for governor knowing he couldn't win. Big battle in the Democrat Party. All of a sudden he wins. And he puts some of people that were loyal to him around him, and then a bunch of people he didn't know that he let John Grenier put around him, and they betrayed him. And that's what's part of what's happening to Trump.
Robert Bentley, anyone?
Yeah.
Robert Bentley.
When you're an outsider and you win, which all three of these guys were, Hunt, Bentley, and Trump, you rely on the establishment to help you put together your team And they always betray you. And that's what's happened. I think to Trump. Reince Priebus, all those guys he initially hired, they weren't loyal to him.
No.
They were loyal to the system.
So why is he hiring, allegedly, William P. Barr, George H.W. Bush's last attorney general? Why is he allegedly going to hire this guy? Why is Trump going to hire this guy?
He doesn't want another battle in the damn Senate like he had with Brett Kavanaugh. Is it worth it?
To get your own attorney general?
Well.
Yes.
Well, if
he's truly worried about Mueller, I'm my position on that. But on the off chance he truly is worried about Robert Mueller, how could you put somebody in there you don't have extreme confidence in having your back and being on your side?
Well, I imagine he's interviewed him and gotten assurances that the guy's going to be on the team. Maybe a wink and a nod, Barron. I don't know. But let me tell you something. When you go from candidate to incumbent, you better have your people around you, or this is going to happen. You know, because Trump didn't know anybody, so he relied on insiders to help him, and look how it's turned out. And the Congress totally, while we were in charge, didn't fund the wall, and they didn't defund Planned Parenthood.
Because they're not loyal to conservatives or Republicans.
Trump voted for a budget that included Planned Parenthood.
Martha Roby.
What did I say?
You said Martha Trump.
Yeah, Martha.
As much as she probably would love to be Martha Trump. Wouldn't we all? I'll change my last name to Trump if one of them will marry me.
But, I mean.
name that Trump. I'll marry him.
She's
fine.
You know, she voted for a budget that funded Planned Parenthood. To the tune of $500 million.
Yeah.
Half a billion dollars. It's crazy.
I saw this headline on the William P. Barr thing, and I thought, you know, that seems like a very, very strange pick.
I don't disagree. But
sure. I don't believe it has to do with the
Confirmation process.
I mean, Cocaine Mitch is going to give him his attorney general, whoever he wants.
How many do we have in the Senate now?
53.
We got a good margin then.
Yeah. You could lose Mitt Romney, who you're probably going to lose on everything because he's a de facto Democrat.
No, he's...
You could lose. You could lose Murkowski, and you could lose Susan Collins. And you could still have 50. And Vice President Mike Pence breaking the ties on everything.
Well, I think Murkowski's lost cause.
Yeah, she's a Democrat.
But
I don't think Susan Collins is. I think Susan Collins will be there on most everything.
I think she's on the team.
That's what I'm saying. I think she'll be there for most everything.
And I don't think you have any problems with Romney. Uh-oh, what was that?
Nothing. I think you're going to have a lot of problems with Romney. I think Romney's lousy. I think he ran to be lousy. We'll see. Intrigued by the selection of William P. Barr. We'll find out.
Guess who I ran into yesterday?
I hope you apologized.
Who, me?
Yeah.
For running into some, I did.
Yeah.
Richard Two Cups.
Really? What's he doing?
Yeah, he's a big old tall drink of water.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we had a great conversation out in the middle of the street.
Why, where did you run into him, Jack Campbell?
I was leaving lunch.
And he just ran right into you. How did you know it was him? Or he recognized you?
He recognized me, and then I recognized him the minute he started talking.
Yeah.
I'd only seen him once.
Got a distinctive voice, old Two Cups.
He does.
Did you call him Two Cups?
No, I just called him Richard.
Okay. Not his name either. But his name does start with an R.
Is his real name Dick?
No.
Well, he can be.
Absolutely. He's nice enough.
I like him. What a great chat.
We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency wants to hear from you before the end of the year. He wants to help your employees out. He wants to help you make bottom line decisions going into next year. But get Greg on the phone. 365-1502. Is that it? Why am I having trouble with that number right now? Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. You can check him out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com, the N for managing. Well, they do employees benefits packages, basically. Employee benefits packages. They come in, you know, they look at your, gosh, everything. They look at your insurances. They look at all that kind of stuff. And they make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck. And your employees, most importantly, are getting the most bang for their buck. 356-1502. 356-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Get them on the horn. And have them come in and check it out. Nothing you can do to make your employees happier going into the new year than telling them they're going to get extended benefits and it's not going to cost them any additional money. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Other staff decisions going on. It's not just a new attorney general needs to be hired. It sounds like General John Kelly's going to be out. I don't hate this decision. I don't know if he's leaving and quitting or if Trump's ushering him out. I'm having trouble finding a having trouble finding an answer to that. But I don't think John Kelly has been the most loyal to Donald Trump. I think now's the time to get everybody out and bring in a bunch of loyal people. We'll see whether he's able to do it or not. So John Kelly could be out. We'll see if that's correct or not. The other little election news hangover, you guys know our friend Dave Mowry, who comes in here on some Thursdays. He was working over the course of the election, which is why he wasn't here on a lot of Thursdays. He was working in North Carolina on one of these congressional races. North Carolina's 9. North Carolina's 09. Well, all hell's broken loose in that election. They're talking about having an actual do-over.
I heard that. 905 votes separated them.
Yeah. The GOP candidate, Mark Harris, that's the one Dave was working for, apparently employed a known felon named McCray Dowless. And McCray Dowless apparently worked with a team of family members and others to harvest ballots in the race against Dan McCready. Now, here's the problem with this. I'm not sure. Maybe it is illegal. I mean, under North Carolina law, they're saying it's illegal. Vote harvesting, ballot harvesting. What you do basically is you go and you pay people to organize the absentee ballot in a district. And here's why that's important. When you look and you say, well, geez, how many total absentee ballots can they possibly put together? You know, in a congressional race, you might need 50,000 votes to win. You can't get 50,000 votes. No, but if it's a 50-50 race and it's going to come down to 900 votes, you can get 900 of them. You can tilt it one way or the other. Here's allegedly what they're saying happened. I don't know that this happened. Here's allegedly what they're saying happened. This group would go and they would get absentee ballots from people. But if they could feel like they were Democrats or they were coming out of Democratic neighborhoods, they would maybe not turn the absentee ballots in. But if they were Republicans or coming out of Republican neighborhoods, they would hustle right over to the absentee ballot manager and make sure the ballots got turned in. If that's true, that's not right. You shouldn't do that. North Carolina law says you can only hand your absentee ballot to 3 people, a voter, a relative, the voter himself, a relative of the voter, or a postal delivery person, like the United States Postal Service. You're not allowed to give it to random people who show up at your door and ask for your absentee ballots. There were 14,000 absentee ballots collected by people over the district. Some people had collected over 700 or 800 absentee ballots. So if that's... if that's true, that could throw it in jeopardy. Now, if North Carolina election officials want to come in and say, we want a do-over on this race, I get that. But you know what bothers me about this story? The only reason I'm really raising it at all has nothing to do with the ballot harvesting. That happens all the time. Has nothing to do with election shenanigans. That happens all the time. It's about time Republicans learn they have to cheat to win. Democrats are cheating and winning. I think Democrats cheated their way to a congressional majority in the House. I really believe that. And if Republicans aren't going to start cheating, they're going to fall behind on the race to get this country back. I really believe that Democrats are cheating and winning, and that Republicans must learn to cheat more effectively than they already do, or at all. Here's what bothers me about it, though. Nancy Pelosi's come out and said that the House of Representatives under her leadership might request a new election. I didn't know that they could do that.
I didn't know that either.
Well, apparently it's in the House rules that if they feel like an election wasn't conducted fairly, they don't have to seat the person and can demand a new election or that district will go unrepresented. I wasn't aware of this. Which sets up a crazily dangerous precedent, in my opinion, of a House leadership looking at election results and saying, okay, we have 20 districts in dispute here, but we're only going to declare new elections and refuse to seat people in the ones that are politically opposite us. And that bothers me. That bothers me. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know whether that's true or not, but we'll see what happens. That's most unfortunate. David.
And don't think Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats wouldn't use that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. They cheat. They cheat well, and they get away with it. We sit back and try to conduct fair elections and just get run over.
Yeah, like we did in California.
When's the last time you saw a box of ballots that were found at the last second that favored Republicans?
Never. It never happened.
When's the last time you saw someone arrested for voting illegally or all this other kind of stuff in a way that benefited Republicans? This is the first time in this North Carolina 9 I can even remember there being a scandal associated with a Republican campaign where I looked at it and thought, damn, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Did you see what ballot harvesting did for the Democrats in California?
Yeah, it won them like 10 elections.
Oh, easily. I mean, they basically completely dominate the state now of California totally. I mean, the Republicans, it's like the Democrats here in Alabama, they virtually have no voice whatsoever now.
Yeah.
You know, and it was all based on ballot harvesting. They said that there were people walking in with 200 and 300 ballots that they were turning in.
That's legal out there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because Governor Moonbee made it legal.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
You know what's funny about that? One of the most conservative people I know, a lawyer I've worked with on several cases, I saw on Facebook, this is when I was on Facebook, the previous iteration, probably 8 years ago, whenever it was, 6, 8 years ago, I saw a picture of him and Governor Moonbeam at the man's house, my friend's house.
Wow.
And I texted him, and I said, what the hell are you doing with Moonbeam? He's like, I'm a big Moonbeam supporter, you know? And I said, why? And he said, and this is like a super, super conservative person. He lives in Berkeley.
Right.
And he says he goes to the communist Catholic church because it's more conservative than the other Catholic church in town. He's like, you know, the priest is just an avowed communist, and, you know, everybody in there is communist. He said, but it's more conservative, believe it or not, than the other Catholic church in town. So that's the one I have to go to.
Which is the atheist Catholic
church. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the Jesuit Catholic church. You know the difference, David, between a Jesuit and an atheist?
What?
The atheist knows he's not Catholic.
Yeah.
So I asked him, and he said basically the same thing you just said. No Republican's going to win statewide office. So you might as well get behind a Democrat you can get along with. And he said, I got a personal friendship with Moonbeam here, and I'm going to get behind him. Which it makes sense. I mean, if you're a Democrat in Alabama, are you going to get behind Democrat candidates that cannot win? Or are you going to pick the Republican you can best identify with and get behind him?
Yeah, just ask the one that ran against Martha Roby.
Which one? Oh, the Democrat?
Yeah.
Yeah, she took that loss awfully hard.
Oh, boy, she really did.
Tabitha Eisner. I invited her on the program after the loss. I did not get a reply.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh, no, you wouldn't. Yeah. But, you know, that is going to be the Democrat road from now on, is trying to legalize ballot harvesting in every single state you watch.
Yeah.
As well as it worked in California, that is their game plan from here on in.
Yeah, I mean, there were like 10 races that were close, and all were won by ballot harvesting.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's always, again, always any absentee ballot, always been to the Democrats.
Why don't Republicans cheat? Republicans have got to give up. Thanks for your call, David. Republicans have got to give up on this notion that they can compete. It's like the officials in a football game. If the officials are on the other side, you've got to outplay the team in a massive way. Well, I'm telling you, Republicans, you better step up and start cheating or you're never going to be in power again. We'll be back.
Uh-huh.